Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about some success stories and some of the resistance and pushback from the current medical way of looking at things. So we're back to Dr. Bredesen's book, The End of Alzheimer's, and given how often we hear that Alzheimer's disease is neither preventable nor reversible, Dr. Bredesen says that he wouldn't be surprised if the success stories that he shared and the scientific research that underlies the RECODE protocol have still left you skeptical. At this point, he's well acquainted with skepticism. A few years before his first paper on the reversal of cognitive decline was published in 2014, he received a call from a brilliant physician who had well-documented early Alzheimer's disease. He said he knew there was nothing for Alzheimer's, but if any promising trials appeared, would I let him know? Dr. Bredesen told him his call was timely since they had a number of people who were showing good responses to the RECODE protocol. He didn't believe a word he said, unfortunately. For each part of the protocol, Dr. Bredesen explained, he responded somewhat sarcastically, "There is no published evidence that this is an effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease." Dr. Bredesen tried to explain why a programmatics approach addresses the underlying pathophysiology much better than a monotherapy, and that the modest effects of individual interventions reported in studies did not preclude the possibility that combinations would be much more effective. But this physician remained skeptical. After enduring his scoffing for 20 minutes or so, Dr. Bredesen finally shrugged his shoulders, shook his head, and said, "Look, give me 6 months, and if I can't make you better, then you can go elsewhere." "There is nowhere else," he shot back, sneering. "Well, then, what do you have to lose?" Dr. Bredesen said. He agreed to give RECODE a try. After 3 months, his wife called to tell me, or to tell Dr. Bredesen, that he was much improved and that he remained so after 3 years. He later told Dr. Bredesen that he had become a believer in the protocol and had started to recommend it for his own patients. Dr. Bredesen was reminded of the 1984 film Blood Simple, a sharp black comedy from the Coen brothers. Everyone involved with spilling blood became simple, irrational, unthinking. The same happens when physicians, administrators, scientists, politicians, or others are exposed to a method that does not follow the standard monotherapeutic approach, producing results they were not expecting. So let's give you a small sampling of the reactions that Dr. Bredesen has gotten. One neurologist told him that he would not consider using RECODE for his patients because, quote, "I don't like shotgun approaches." Another said, quote, "This has too many components for FDA approval." A third said his patient who used the RECODE protocol had increased his mini mental state examination score from 22 to 29, 27 to 30 is normal, but it was, quote, "not clear why this had happened." Yet another said, quote, "Since I had not heard about this protocol, it must not be important." It's insane. So in 2011, Dr. Bredesen ran into one of the world's leading experts on Alzheimer's disease at an Alzheimer's meeting in Paris, and he asked what he was researching. When Dr. Bredesen told him he was working on the possibility that a single drug approach might not be optimal for Alzheimer's disease, he laughed, put his hand on his shoulder, and said, quote, "Yeah, well, don't spend too much time on that." Another Alzheimer's expert said, quote, "I would never order those tests because I would not know how to interpret them." Yet another expert suggested that simply starting the failed drugs earlier would be the solution for Alzheimer's disease. So it doesn't work, but if you start even earlier, it's going to work way better. That makes no sense whatsoever. Following one mouse study, the headlines in the press read that the university had just cured Alzheimer's. Two foundation officials contacted me after my 2014 paper reporting the efficacy of RECODE and suggested that the patients did not actually have Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Bredesen showed how each had been diagnosed, after which they said, "Oh, okay." A government official approached him at a meeting and said, "I read your paper, Dale. It's kind of weird." I mean, this is just insane. So Donald Gittet, who was tasked by no less than the G8 with ridding the world of Alzheimer's disease, listened to the unprecedented results and the need for a program that addresses all of the 36 holes in the roof of patients with Alzheimer's disease. Now that's grown to 45 to 46, by the way. This individual said if you can get down to 3 holes, he might be interested. Wait, what? You want us to negotiate with Alzheimer's disease itself? Dr. Bredesen tried to explain the underlying processes that drive the disease, and this man's response was, that sounds like science. I'm not much for science. What? This is the guy who was supposed to be saving us from Alzheimer's disease? Dr. Bredesen realized that he knew absolutely nothing about the disease or neuroscience. He was captaining a ship supposedly bound for the new world of Alzheimer's therapy, but had no concept of how to sail. No one asked about efficacy. No one mentioned families without hope. Not one of the doubters asked to see or talk with any of the patients. No one mentioned that the drugs they were prescribing did not help, so anything that might would be a major step forward. No one mentioned the hundreds of failed drug trials costing billions of dollars. As quoted in the film, The Big Short, truth is like poetry, and most people hate poetry. The same type of brain simple responses came from people directly involved, people who actually had firsthand evidence of the effects of the protocol. That's where we come up with Kip. Kip had failing memory, a strong family history of Alzheimer's disease, and was APOE4 positive, with Alzheimer's disease documented by amyloid PET scan and fluorodeoxyglucose PET scan. His MRI revealed that his hippocampus had atrophied so much that it was below the 20th percentile for his age. After 10 months on RECODE, Kip was doing very well, and his repeat MRI showed a high hippocampal volume in the 70th percentile. However, shortly after he received the MRI report, Ken received a note from the MRI center saying that a mistake had been made. The neuroradiologist told Kip that he could not believe the improvement the computer measured was correct or real. The neuroradiologist suggested that the report be amended to indicate that the new hippocampal volume was at the 35th percentile, and the initial report revised upward to match the 35th percentile, showing no change. The neuroradiologist could not believe such an increase was possible. Kip's films were taken to another neurologist for an independent reading. He concluded that the first volume was actually below the 10th percentile, and the second was well over the 80th. So, disbelief, even incredulity, is something that Dr. Bredesen is all too familiar with. So here are some of the common sources of skepticism. My doctor told me Alzheimer's is untreatable. That's the point of this book and our recent publications. For the first time, cognitive decline is reversible, especially in its earliest stages. Therefore, it is critical to begin the program as early as possible. Or how about this one? I'd rather wait to do the program until I'm more affected. I'm not that bad now. Oh my gosh, please don't wait. The later you start, the more difficult it is to reverse cognitive decline. How about none of the program components sound like a cure? Cognitive decline, including dementia, is a hugely complicated process affected by dozens of factors, targeting all of the factors that are relevant to your case in order to change the course of the illness has yielded the greatest success to date. The fact that no one of these alone is curative does not mean that a combination may not be helpful. This does not preclude the possibility that there may one day be a monotherapy that is curative. However, the complicated biology makes this unlikely since the therapy would have to address many contributory factors. And that is something that Tony Robbins just talked about is when you have a different way of looking at things, a different approach, especially in the medical world, it is going to be ridiculed at first, and people are going to tease you, make fun of you, act like you're crazy. And then if you keep pushing, then they're going to become vehemently opposed to it and try to go after your license and, you know, things like that. But then after that, it gets to the, well, it's accepted as obviously true. That's the progression. You get made fun of, then people will go after you, and then they just act like, oh, yeah, we knew. The goal is by June of next year, I want at least 500 physicians to be aware of the RECODE protocol and to start to utilize it. And that's where you come in. All the listeners out there, I need you to print out the handouts. I'm going to have all kinds of handouts and things like that that you can print out in the web class. Take those in to your physicians when you go in for your checkups, for your doctor's appointments. Even if it's not a neurologist or a cognitive therapy issue, and just to make sure that they are getting this information, and the more they see it and the more they hear that this protocol actually works, then it's just a matter of time before they finally have to give in and agree that this is the way to go. This functional medicine approach, it's just so common sense, and they're just slow to accept it because it is common sense. Because they're so stuck in the old way of thinking that there has to be a drug because, you know, you have this particular issue because you don't have this particular drug in your system, which is just insane. That does not work and has not worked. All that does is cover up some symptoms, like you have high blood pressure, so you take a pill. Well, okay, you slow down the pump, and that's going to cause your heart to want to work harder. I mean, it makes no sense long term. And if you're on blood pressure medications for any extended amount of time, then you start to have blood sugar issues and you become type 2 diabetic. So, I mean, it's insane. And then also, if you're taking more than 5 medications, it's impossible, and doctors even admit this, it's impossible to determine what a symptom is and what a drug interaction is with the other drugs, because they just don't know how all these drugs interact with each other. So, and just so you know, last time I checked, the average American over 60 is on 11 different medications, and it may actually even be younger than that, might be over 50. So that's 11 medications. That is crazy. So go on and register. It's a free web class. Next Friday, it's going to be every Friday, starting this Friday, the 7th, and it's going to go every Friday for 6 Fridays. It's going to be about an hour each class. I'm going to have videos. It's going to be in a closed Facebook group. I'm going to do Facebook Live videos there. I'm going to answer questions. Like I said, you can download the handouts. Take those to your doctor's appointments. And really, I mean, and if you're worried that they're going to get upset by it, just hand it to them and say, Can you just look into this? This is something you might want to look into. Can you research this further? I mean, unfortunately, I'm friends with the head of the Orange County Alzheimer's Association here, and I asked him if he would be willing to promote this web class to the Orange County Alzheimer's Association members, and he literally came back with, he's a good guy, he means well, but he came back with, yeah, the science isn't there. They don't have any research studies and I'm just like, I mean, I can't imagine the pushback that Dr. Bredesen's gotten. And I mean, you heard, he's getting it from all over. But, I mean, this was a good friend of mine, and he's acting, and I understand that he is just basing it on what his research people say. And I know there's no, like, clinical trials, because it's working on people in the offices every day. There's so many testimonials, and you just don't consider those? You say, sorry, I guess that's just not real. I guarantee you the people that are suffering with cognitive decline that have been on the RECODE protocol and that are suddenly reversing it and getting their lives back, they would tend to disagree that it is very effective and everyone needs to start utilizing this. So as I said, you can register for my web class in the description or go to bit.ly/brainbuilders. And register and get all those great handouts. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.